Hello everyone, it's time for another live look at the astrology. My name is Katie Sweetman and this is your look at the astrology for April 29th through May 5th, 2024. So yes, we are wrapping up April and we are stepping into May this week. It's kind of hard to believe. I know I keep saying that, but it just feels like time just keeps going on very quickly. So yeah, if you are watching live, as always, do say hello. Let me know where you're watching from. It's always fun to see where everybody is in the world. And for those that don't know who I am, again, my name is Katie Sweetman, and I'm an astrologer and psychic medium located here just outside of New York City. And you hear me say it every week. We gather live to look at the astrology, and the astrology is 50%, and you are the other 50%. Do not forget that. So as we navigate, let's say, eclipse season and coming, you know, out of eclipse season, how do we work with this energy? And then I have heard a few stories at this point about what the eclipse season meant for you. Sometimes, it really depends on our astrology, we can have personal events during eclipse season. So maybe April was a bit interesting. We do have some rather big changes this week. We have both Venus and Mars changing signs. And it's really Mars that I have my eye on because it's going to go into Aries and it's going to go into the sign that it rules. So this is sort of simple mechanics when it comes to astrology. Little did you know, astrology is a little bit like engineering and programming, because when a planet is out of its sign, what do I mean by out of its sign? Well, in the case of Mars, it rules both Aries and Scorpio. A little astrology lesson before we begin. And it means that wherever Mars is, and typically Mars spends about 5-6 weeks in a zodiac sign, it pulls the energy of the sign that it rules over to that other part of the sky. So right now, Mars is just about to wrap up its time in Pisces. It's been in Pisces since, I believe, the beginning of March. And so it's been pulling the energy of Aries and even Scorpio. We had a Scorpio full moon last week. We had an Aries solar eclipse back on April 8th. And so it's been pulling the energy of those two events in particular to the sun of Pisces. Pisces is a very different energy than what, let's say, typically Mars is used to. Mars is used to taking action, drive, courage, motivation. It's not to say that it lacks these things while it's been in Pisces. It just has to do it differently. Pisces is the end of the zodiac. It sort of stands as the omega to Aries' alpha. It also says that we have to take this energy that we would normally use externally and to use it emotionally or even spiritually to rest, to meditate, to reflect, to soul search. This new moon planted a lot of new beginnings. That's what new moons do. That's what conjunctions do. A conjunction is just the sun and the moon coming together. And because it planted a seed, we sometimes have to wait to see what's going to activate that seed. Well, Mars is an activator. And so when Mars goes into Aries on tomorrow, April 30th, it's going to activate the eclipse, although it will take a couple of weeks before it gets to 19 degrees of Aries. So what I'm trying to say is that here we are, we're on the cusp of May, almost at April, we're on the cusp of May, and even though the eclipses are behind us, they are pulling the energy into May. So May might be a dynamic month. It might be a time of new beginnings. Mars typically runs hot and fast. It wants to be first. It's very competitive, and there's the good side of that word, of course. It wants to lead. There's also the impatienceness. Is that ignored? The impatience of Mars and Aries. It can be a little bit short, a little bit ill-tempered, but that's just the shadow side, and every planet and every sign has a shadow side. So that's just something to keep in mind, especially if you have a planet at 19 degrees of Aries or 19 degrees of Libra or even 19 degrees of Capricorn and Cancer. I know this is a little bit technical, But like I said, at the very beginning, astrology, it's just engineering and coding and really seeing when something can possibly get activated. And sometimes that activation point is a month later, sometimes it's 2 months later. Case in point, and I maybe even said this last week, the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction that we had on April 20th, that's a seed. Conjunction equals seed. And then when Mars gets into Taurus, maybe we will see what is being activated about that conjunction. But that's not until June and July. First, Venus will get to Taurus. In fact, Venus gets into Taurus today, April 29th. So Venus is now giving life. That's what happens when a planet goes into its own sign. It gives life to something. It now can express itself unfettered. And I actually love Venus and Taurus, and maybe you're the same. Venus and Taurus. Venus is the planet of love. It's the planet of pleasure. It's the planet that makes us really become aware of other people and the needs of other people. That's the balance of Libra. Aries is, this is for me, it's very individualistic. There's positives and negatives in that. And Libra is like, wait a second, what about me? What about other people? And that's the dance that relationships have to do. It's compromise, it's negotiation, and that's the energy of Libra. But in Taurus, Taurus is also ruled by Venus, and Taurus is Earth. It's, again, pleasure, it's stability, it's security, it's the sensuality of life. It really gets into these sort of bigger questions about what do I need in order to feel safe and stable and secure. So it is a material sign. In fact, Taurus is this, it's what I call the axis of matter with Scorpio, and then with Aquarius and Leo, they form what I call the cross of manifestation, the cross of matter. And these four signs, actually, I guess I'm doing a little bit of astrology lesson today. These four signs you see in something called the tetramorph. You even see it in the world card, the tarot. You see the angel head, the lion head, the eagle head, the goodness, I'm forgetting one, but you get the point. And these four symbols really talk about the world, our manifested world. So anyway, just little information, because tomorrow, Wednesday, May 1st is the 1st of May, something that, some cultures, we'll say the Celtic culture, celebrates as Beltane. It's a festival. For some ancients, it's May Day. It's a time when it doesn't quite line up that way anymore. We are between the equinox and the solstice. So for those of us who are in the Northern Hemisphere, we are, like a month and a half. Does that even make sense? I guess it does make sense. We're coming up to the midpoint between the summer solstice and the spring equinox. So the ancients really saw these midpoints as something to mark, something to celebrate, something that really initiated something into our physical world. It's the maypole, it's fertility, it's spring. And I know you're probably in the Southern Hemisphere scratching your head and you're like, well, how is this relevant to me? I realize it's the opposite for you. Taurus season is a symbol. It just so happens to be that you're living the seasonality, the physical reality of the sign opposite. So that's just a duality of life, for example. But yes, so just taking a moment to say hello. If I know that you all, some of you I can't speak English. Some of you are familiar faces and some of you are clients, and I appreciate you all. But how are you feeling eclipse season, even as we start to come to the end of it? And we had that full moon last week. Must be Mars conjunct Neptune today. Maybe that's a good segue. Mars, before it gets into Aries tomorrow, early this morning, it made a conjunction to Neptune. Mars, as I was saying in the beginning, it's for the last 5 weeks, it's been in Pisces. Not the sign that typically is at home in. It's not a bad sign. It just has to take its individualism and put it towards something that's more spiritual and universal. As you can see, it's a little bit of a leap. But Mars has been in a sign that has been occupied at times by Venus, but Venus has since moved on, but also Saturn. We had the Saturn-Mars conjunction on April 14th. And then we're going to have, or we did have, the Mars-Neptune conjunction, because Neptune has been in Pisces for the last, goodness, 12 years. If Mars is about action and desire, when it meets up with Neptune, it has to learn to surrender. It has to learn to merge with something. Neptune pulls at the boundaries between our physical reality and our non-physical reality. It can greatly unground us. It can make our dreams vivid. It can be inspirational. It can mean that we see something about our future, and maybe that's the seed of something that we want to bring into our physical reality. With Neptune, Neptune is an evolutionary force, because in astrology, there are three evolutionary planets. There is Neptune, Pluto, which we're going to talk about in a moment, because Pluto is turning retrograde this week, and there's Uranus. When the personal planets, Mercury, Neptune, and Mercury, Mercury, Venus, and Mars, these are the personal planets, when they meet up with the evolutionary planets, something about how we do something personally has to transform. So maybe this is a good, kind of checkpoint. Like, how are you feeling, Mars and Neptune? Apparently, I'm, in Neptune land. But anyway, so that's starting to pass, and we're going to start to feel a bit of a shift starting tomorrow, because as I was saying in the beginning, Mars in Aries, it runs fast, it runs hot, it's very strong in its desires and its wants, and it wants to go after its desires. Typically in astrology, when we have a week where two or more planets change signs or change directions, it's a gear shift. So that's Venus changing signs today, Taurus, Mars changing signs tomorrow, Aries, and now Pluto will actually turn retrograde on the 2nd of May, and it's turning retrograde at 2 degrees of Aquarius. We could spend a whole hour talking about Pluto alone, but we don't have that. But Pluto is an evolutionary planet. Twice a year, and it turns retrograde. It spends about 5 months retrograde. That is typical. It's normal. A friendly reminder that all planets turn retrograde, just not the sun and the moon. And Mercury turns retrograde the most frequently. That's why it's got a reputation. That's why everybody knows it. But it's okay that a planet like Neptune or Pluto or Uranus spends 5 months retrograde, because they're so far out in the solar system. That's why they spend so long retrograde. When they do turn retrograde, any planet turning retrograde, it's a change in the state of the energy. It's not active, it's receptive. Because Pluto is an evolutionary energy, it's now in a way saturating the collective, both a subconscious and an unconscious experience, with its archetypes and energies. What is Pluto? Well, I said a few moments ago, it's an evolutionary force, but it does its work a little bit differently than Neptune. Neptune talks about a transcendence, needing to transcend something, needing to refine it in a way where it's no longer sticking at us, it no longer pulls at us, we're able to see it from a higher perspective, we're able to find compassion and forgiveness. If it sounds like a big leap, because it is, because we're humans, and it's not always so easy. Pluto, it holds the mirror to us. Everybody's in a different place in their lives, but at some point, you need to look at yourself. Maybe that's why you're listening to me right now. Not that I have all the answers. I maybe have some answers. And if I do have an answer, it's because I had to do the work myself. And maybe sharing some of my insights is to prevent some heartbreak on your end. Who knows? But Pluto says that we need to hold the mirror to us. And Pluto shows us what is in our unconscious. What is... maybe it's in the subconscious, maybe it's kind of half there because it started to come out of the unconscious, but by and large, we are mostly unconscious. We are running on autopilot. We don't even think about the motivations and the realizations of why we do what we do. You do X, Y, and Z because that's how you were programmed by your family, by your culture, by your society. That's just a neutral comment. It's how it works. But the work, and maybe this goes back to the Aries energy, is to find our individuality within the larger system. It's not to say that that individuality is better than or greater than the individual whole. It's actually a vital component. But the more that you know exactly who you are, the more that that creates change in your life. You don't do things on autopilot. You don't choose things that are contrary to who you are or even where you want to take your life. Pluto can sometimes show us the darkness that lies in each and every one of us. And maybe you're like, wait a second, I have no darkness. I'm a Scorpio. It's just a part of life. We all have darkness. So when we have a strong Pluto energy in the sky, even though it's Pluto turning retrograde, it's like somebody's changing the channel. The source is changing the channel, or the plans are changing the channel. And that there's this energy that's kind of in the background that maybe we're starting to pick up a little bit more. Pluto shows us what we can't see about ourselves, often what we project onto other people, typically just by the nature of who we are. We project it on friends, we project it on colleagues, we project it on partners. And so it's a week for you to sort of not mentalize, not physical eyes see, but heart eyes, spiritual eyes see what is being reflected back to you this week. Is it a argument with somebody that actually turns the mirror on you? Is it something benign? Is it usually the stock example that I use for Pluto is, somebody who just keeps attracting people into their life who have anger problems. And that person's like, why do I keep attracting people with anger problems? I'm so nice. I'm so genial. I don't get it. But maybe deep down inside, that person has all this, unprocessed anger or repressed anger that they haven't dealt with for whatever reason. Just an example. And so Pluto is saying, actually, you need to look at yourself. You need to see what's deep down inside. And that work is where we really create a powerful alchemy. And this is the work that we all do that creates maturity. It's maybe not Saturn maturity, as much as that I love Saturn, but it's soul maturity. It's emotional maturity. And so what's curious this week is that Pluto is turning retrograde at 2 degrees of Aquarius. And you've probably heard me say this before, but Pluto only went into Aquarius just for a few months in 2023. And that was the first time that Pluto had been in Aquarius since the 1780s and 90s. You heard me correctly, in the last 250 or 240, whatever years. So Pluto's in a space right now that it has not been in anybody's lifetime, unless you are an immortal being walking on this planet, probably, who knows, probably not. But it means that nobody alive has experienced Pluto in Aquarius. We have no personal reference for what it means. And so when we go through each of the 12 zodiac signs, we'll just refresh ourselves. What is the area of life where the mirror needs to be turned? We need to look at ourselves. We need to question ourselves. We need to look at hidden desires and motivations. And because Pluto talks about a necessary and non-negotiable transformation, where a work will need to be done over the coming years. Yes, years, because Pluto, I realize this is going to sound like a crazy number, but Pluto will be in Aquarius when it returns. It will leave in September, but it returns back on November 19th. When it will be in Aquarius for 20 years. That's a long time. So we're really on the cusp of something, and I personally believe that we're very much in the early stages of this period to really kind of truly see it for what it is. And so this is a time when we need to just sort of listen. We need to use our spirit eyes and our heart eyes, not our heads or our mental minds, and just start to feel, where do we sense the winds are changing, or maybe where we sense we need to do a very different type of work than we've been doing, because Pluto was in Capricorn from 2008 to 2024. And 2008 was a major year transition, and even for my Capricorns, my Libras, my my Cancers, and my Aries, it was the start of a huge 16-year chapter. So if you are an Aquarius, which when we get to the 12 zodiac signs, yes, you are on the cusp of a huge new chapter of your life. I can think of a few Aquarius rising people for whom that's already a known statement. We'll see for the rest of you. And if you are a fixed sign, you are a Scorpio, you are a Leo, you are a Taurus. Hey, the sun's in Taurus. This is also a similar major shift in your life, and one that may not be fully evident at the moment. I'm a Scorpio. I'm in the same box. So this week, you know, as with the Venus now in Taurus, Venus and Pluto are going to make a square to each other. So we have this other layer of Pluto energy. Sort of adds to these bigger questions about money, stability, security. Do I have enough power, power of money, power of owning things, possession, obsession, and needing to look at sort of the dark heart that is in all of us, and really look at what needs to be transformed and even reformed. So let's quickly look at the astrology of this week of April 29th through May 5th, 2024. So as I was saying in the beginning, we have Venus going into Taurus. So this is starting on the April 29th. We also had the Mars-Neptune conjunction, although that was really sort of on the way out the door as we started the week, but it's still sort of ringing in the ethers, and it really does bring us to, like, let's say, deeper soul searching that we saw in the eclipses of March and April. Because as much as Aries is about new beginnings, yeah, there was all these eclipses. You know, even the lunar eclipse on March 25th was pointing over to Pisces, and with that Pisces energy just still sort of in our sort of in, like, spiritual ethers, as I said. We need to soul search. We need to question. You know, I want a new beginning, but I want to make sure that it's the new beginning that's headed in the direction that's in alignment with me, in alignment with my heart, in alignment with my soul, for example. Then on the 30th of April, Mars goes into Aries. It'll be in Aries until June 9th, and so we've got a very interesting, very dynamic May ahead of us, because it is bringing the energies of the eclipses, namely the April 8th solar eclipse and its new beginnings, its Aries energy, into May, which happens to be Taurus season. We also have Venus square Pluto on May 1st. So as I was saying, that now Venus is in Taurus, it is squaring off with Pluto this week. Typically, Venus-Pluto energy, it can speak to relationships and power dynamics in a relationship, and sometimes very unhealthy power dynamics in relationships. But there is a duality to Pluto, just like all planets. So it's sort of like this is an energy that can either pull us down or give us the material to lift us up. And if there is a negative power dynamic in relationship or something about toxic relationships, how do you make a change? How do you make a transformation? And sometimes it's the deeper realization of why that dynamic is in your life. And sometimes we don't realize it, but we need it. We need it to affirm something, even if that what we're affirming is a belief about ourselves, a negative belief about ourselves. So use this energy to have a light bulb around self-worth and value, money and material world, safety, stability, and security, but also how you do relationships with other people. Then we get to the 2nd of May, and Pluto turns retrograde. So as I was saying in the beginning, Pluto turns retrograde once a year, so it'll be retrograde, I think, until October 11th, 12th, 13th. I can't remember the exact date. That's typical for Pluto and the outer planets to spend that long retrograde, but it says that there's something on a deeper psychic and emotional and even spiritual level that's trying to reveal itself to us this week. We will never be able to answer that or sort of meet that statement with our mental minds. We need to meditate, reflect, listen to ourselves, and again, look to where Pluto is holding the mirror to us this week. That's it for this week. Of course, we're going to go through each of the 12 zodiac signs, but those are our big bullet points. And yeah, like I said, we're going into May. So let's look at each of the 12 zodiac signs, starting with Aries. Aries, so big news, your planet Mars is about to go into Aries. Hey, you're an Aries. So how have you been feeling, Aries? Have you been feeling like things have been happening behind the scenes? Things have not quite been moving forward the way that you've been wanting them to? Maybe you need to rest. Maybe you've been feeling run down. Sometimes when Mars is in Pisces for you, it's not time to move forward. It's time to rest and prepare and to get ready for the next cycle. Well, Mars going to Aries on April 30th is in a way like stepping on the gas. However, I'm wondering, you know, because Mercury turned direct last week, we're not quite, you know, punching on the gas, but definitely getting a lot more movement than we've been having in the last 5 weeks. So Mars in Aries says it's go time. It's a time of renewal, a time of revitalization. I believe the last time Mars went into Aries was May of 2022. Yes, that's 2 years ago. Mars has a 2-year cycle, so that you just go back and sort of reference roughly this date every 2 years ago. So that said, you know, where do you do? Where do you go? You've been in this time over the last 5 weeks, if not longer, where you've needed to soul search. Saturn still in Pisces. You still need to do a lot of clearing out and making space for new beginnings. What was sort of the reflection? Maybe it was a dream, maybe it was an intuition when Mars met up with Neptune as you started the week, because that's maybe an insight that you can take with you into this new chapter. Then there's Pluto. Now Pluto, as you may or may not know, it has spent the last 16 years in your career sign. Whether it's career, whether it's power, whether it's your public life, whether it's how you direct yourself in the external world, well, now Pluto is in your 11th. The next 20 years, minus September 1st to November 19th, 2024, Pluto is going to be in the space that talks about your relationship with community, society, humanity, groups, social issues, social causes, really feeling like you're aligned with something, or really even feeling like you belong to something, even if that's an abstract concept, like you feel like you belong to the greater whole. Like I said, 20 years is a vast time, but it's for you to start to pay attention to where the themes are changing around your relationship with community, with society, with humanity. Because if you're of the camp of nobody wants me, I don't have any friends, I feel so alone, I feel so isolated, Pluto is like gonna, you know, tear down that wall, so to speak. But, you know, Pluto, our relationship with Pluto is intensely personal. So these are just sort of, let's say, broader strokes. And it's for you to feel out what this will mean for you. It's certainly the clues and the seeds are being planted right now, and how that is opening up a new chapter for you over the next 20 years around groups, social issues, social causes, friendship, and community. Taurus, happy birthday, Taurus. We've got a couple more weeks left of the sun being in your sign, and now you have Venus in your sign. And so that's in a way like a homecoming for you. Venus returns home every year to Taurus, and it's giving you a little bit of a boost. It's a sense of renewal and new beginnings. Maybe that's, you know, maybe you've been feeling, because Venus has been in Aries, a little bit behind the scenes over the last month. To be fair, and you did have those eclipses in the 12th, or eclipse singular, you had the solar eclipse on April 8th and your 12th. you're still in this larger umbrella of time that does ask you to go inward, to soul search, to reflect, to let go, to recuperate, to rest. And that's still with you, but that said, Venus now typically in your sign feels like there's now a push forward. What's curious, and we will have to see what's going on over the next couple of weeks, is that Venus will activate the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. Remember that conjunction on April 20th? Everybody was like, okay, we're going to become rich now. I mean, who knows? But something wants to innovate, revitalize, and transform in your life, and it's for you to start to see how this is relevant to you. Mars, on the other hand, going into Aries, activates this energy of the 12th. Give this energy some sort of focus, whether you start a meditation practice, whether you spend some alone time reading books, sort of feeling within yourself, searching for answers. Typically, the 12th is where we go to find answers. They're just not the answers in a book. They're the answers within. It's not that you can't read a book or look at philosophies or maybe even listen to other people's points of view, but they are meant to just be a thread that leads you to something within yourself. That is the beauty and the sacredness of the 12th. That said, Pluto has, as of January, has gone into your career sign of Aquarius. Apart from September 1st to November 19th, Pluto will be back into Capricorn, but this Pluto in Aquarius is the next 20 years for you. Something is changing. I know 20 years is a huge amount of time, but you're on the cusp of a new era in your life. And over the coming years, your relationship with power, your external world, your career, your ambitions will need to transform in a way that is specific and unique to your life and your circumstances. And perhaps, if we're getting even esoteric about it, your soul's journey. The 10th is one of the most public places in our astrology. It's literally how people see us. And if you need to change that, if you need to take a step out into the world, if you need to change your career, then Pluto is giving you all the material in order to do that over the coming years, for example. So just pay attention. What are the themes that are coming to the forefront? How does this sort of give you a little bit of a clue, even if you don't quite, you know, connect all the pieces yet, about what this new chapter in your life is all about? Gemini, so Mercury is your planet, and it's, I think it's around the middle of Aries at the moment. Yes, it turned direct last week, so I forget when it gets into, goodness, I think it's like next, it's in May, it gets into Taurus, but you know, it has been a long time for you to really focus on friends and community, your social circle, maybe needing to walk back or resurface or trace your steps around something in your community or with a friend or with a group. For example, Mercury in this space also talks about a need to lead, need to be a leader in your community, but also on some level, maybe you've been looking towards the future. Mercury retrograde gave you an opportunity to maybe look at your future from a different lens, to reconsider different choices and different options. That's the thing about being a Gemini or a Gemini rising, is that you were born to incarnate the energy of choice. And hopefully to use that choice wisely. But that's one of the big tenets around in archetypes around your sign. That said, we have Mars going into Aries. Aries is your sign of friends and community. So it's bringing to life maybe something that has been on the back burner. If hopefully there's no conflicts with a friend or within your community, if there are, it may actually bring that to the forefront, and you may need to navigate and negotiate that. Venus, on the other hand, goes into Taurus, and Taurus is something called your 12th sign. You are coming to the part of the year where it's the end of your personal calendar. Aries is your 11th sign, Taurus is your 12th sign, and then Gemini is your first sign. So everything resets and restarts when the sun goes into Gemini or a planet goes into Gemini. So around this time of year, it's time to wrap up. It's time to let go. That said, Pluto turning retrograde this week on the 2nd of May, it's turning retrograde in something called your ninth sign. The ninth sign is, it's a little bit subjective because it talks about what do you believe in, what do you stand for, how do you see the world, how do you take what is inside of you and share it with people. Maybe it's your wisdom and knowledge, maybe it's not your wisdom and knowledge, maybe you need to gain some wisdom and knowledge. But again, this is going to be the next 20 years, but in a way, it's going to be something that's very personal to your own life and your own soul's journey. See where there are some seeds that are being planted. Maybe not see, maybe it's feel, maybe your sense of education is changing, maybe you want to go back to school, maybe it's a more of an abstract concept about education. It's like, wait, everything that I thought was true is not. Maybe it's like, wow, like I did this because I thought this was the way I wanted to go, but actually I want to go a different way. Maybe you just need to get out and see the world. But it's a... this is one of those things that will hopefully make more sense in the next couple of years when we have a little bit of space to go back and look and to see what is starting to come into your life. Cancer. So the moon is your planet, and this week, by and large, the moon is in Capricorn all the way to Aries, where we will close out the week with the moon and Aries. So for you, Cancer Capricorn is a relationship sign. So you sort of start the week focusing on other people, whether that's literally relationships. Over the next couple of days, when the moon goes into Aquarius around midweek, you are going into a part of the chart that talks about like your deeper feelings. And need to face yourself and need to go within, look at the psyche, maybe themes around intimacy, trust, power, and control. Then you get to the end of the week with Pisces moon. It sort of brings to the forefront this bigger work that you're doing around truth, faith, meaning, what do you believe in and what you stand for. These are things that are obviously very subjective and very personal to you. And then you close out the week with the moon in Aries. So we will have gone one full cycle since the sun's solar eclipse in Aries back on April 8th. And that solar eclipse... And I feel like I've got like a list of Cancer rising people in my mind, both personal and clients. And I'm like, there are things happening in your career right now. And maybe you are changing careers. Maybe there are things happening in your professional life. I have one. I mean, this is just an example. It's not a prediction for anybody. I had another Cancer client who lost a job in April. But maybe you're using this energy to really revitalize your career and go after something you want or make a necessary change that's going to really bring you into some new chapter in your life. When we check in next week, it will be good to come back to these eclipses because the eclipse that we had on March 25th, because now that Mars, it will, at least by tomorrow, Mars will be in Aries. And all these seeds around new beginnings or maybe reorienting your professional life to align with something that's a value or a belief or more like how you see the world, there will be a push to take action. And Mars is not quiet. Mars is not the negotiator. Mars is the shake the stick and get things done kind of a thing. So your professional life has a lot of mojo and a lot of energy and a lot of movement throughout May and into the beginning of June. And it's for you to see how that connects to an emerging eclipse story. Leo, so the sun is your planet. It's in Taurus right now. And like you, Taurus is a fixed sign. And also, Taurus happens to be your career sign. And I feel like I said this last week and I had a comment about this on YouTube because people are like, Katie, like, I know you say every week this is about career. What else can this space be for you? Meaning, what else can Taurus be for you if it's not your career? Because for some Leos, the last 5-6 years have brought major changes in the professional realm. Whether you have changed jobs, changed industries, reinvented yourself, maybe even made your professional life bigger. If it's not that, then something about how you live your your public life. Because this is where people see you, maybe it's getting out there in the world, it's also a space where we need to find a title. That's like the best way I can put it at the moment. It's like, what do you want to be in the world? Do you want to be a leader? Do you want to be a candlestick maker? Do you want to be an astrologer? Do you want to be a nutritionist? Do you want to not be any of those things? But the 10th is really where we forge a sense of public identity. And maybe this is relevant for you, maybe it's not, but just to kind of give you a little bit of a different way of looking at it. So here we are, it's Taurus season, it's time to focus on your external life, your professional life, your career, your ambitions, your duties and responsibilities in the world, and also to look at your public reputation. We will next week have a new moon in Taurus, and that sort of brings this energy, new beginnings and revitalization to this whole bigger chapter that has been with you the last 5-6 years. So, that said, you've got, you know, Taurus season, we've got the upcoming Taurus new moon, we have now Venus in Taurus, and so Venus is beginning to reinvigorate a lot of the story about your external, professional, your worldly life, or your sense of duties and responsibilities, and really pushing yourself towards an ambition, even if that ambition feels like it's a million years away. Then we have Mars going into Aries, and let's not forget that Aries is the location of a solar eclipse on April 8th. So for you, Aries is something called your ninth. It's what you believe in, it's what you stand for, it's your sense of truth and convictions. It's where you find a sense of advocacy and feeling like your life is aligned with a sense of mission and purpose. Either it is for you to cultivate wisdom and knowledge, and or to share your wisdom and knowledge with the world. The ninth is the space of preachers, publishers, professors, and maybe you are thinking about being one of those things or none of those things, but you're in this period where you may need to travel more, explore more, get more philosophical, and really open up your eyes to a bigger world around you. There is both a literalness to that statement and a symbolicness, if that's a wordness, to that statement. Oh, Pluto, Leo. So Pluto, it's turning retrograde in Aquarius. Aquarius is your relationship sign. And you are on the cusp of a major new era of your life. Of course, you're living in the woods and you're like, I have no friends, I have no relationships, I have no connection. And Pluto is like, how'd this happen? Maybe it's different. Maybe you are in a serious relationship. Maybe you're single. I don't know. But relationships come in a lot of different forms. And the purpose of the relationship sign in anybody's astrology, regardless of what sign you are, is to bring other people in, because we cannot do life alone. As human beings, we need other people. It's a whole other conversation for another time, but it's just facts, biological facts, and it's also social facts as well. So something is beginning to shift that maybe you don't quite see it right now. It's fixing this. You don't quite see it right now, but it's for you to sense the clues of this new time in your life. Now we can get to Virgo. Virgo, Mercury is your planet and it's wrapping up its time. And Aries, as you know, it turned, got out of its retrograde, it turned direct April 25th last week. You still got a couple more weeks. I can't prefer, let's look up, when does Mercury goes into Taurus on May 15th. So you've got a couple more weeks of Mercury in Aries, and Aries is something called your eighth sign. So this is a time, why this keeps getting wrong. Okay, there we go. This is a time when you've had to do a lot of soul searching. You've had to go within. You've had to face yourself. You've had to look at your deeper emotions, your deeper motivations, maybe themes around trust and intimacy, power and control. I realize, you know, for 2 months, that's a little bit of a long time, but that's what happens with your retrograde periods. Every 3 months, Mercury, by and large, will spend about 2 months in a zodiac sign. Use this time to really cultivate yourself, to cultivate a richer relationship with yourself, with the intimacy of yourself, maybe even the intimacy in a relationship. Because when Mercury goes into Taurus, and the Sun is in Taurus right now, and now Venus is in Taurus, It is to take the like Taurus to be the fruit of your inner searching and your inner experiences over the last, you know, almost 2 months at this point. That said, the sun is in Taurus, Venus is in Taurus, you know, Taurus, we'll have a Taurus new moon next week. So you're in a time that's about getting very philosophical in addition to a little bit emotional. And maybe on a very practical level, you are focusing on travel, you got a trip planned, you want to go to another country, or maybe it's half across the country. Or maybe it's education. You really need to educate yourself. Or maybe it is to take the things that you've learned about yourself and to share them, to talk about the world, talk to the world about them. But that said, we have Mars going to Aries. So this sort of period over the next 6 weeks, 5-6 weeks, it's getting more deeply into these themes of trust, power, control, intimacy, and vulnerability. For some Virgos, it is about money. It's about the assets you have. It's about your sense of stability and security. It's about planning for the future, finances, making a will. I know it sounds morbid, but I'm a Scorpio. And even looking at the shared assets that you and a partner have together. That said, Pluto is turning retrograde in Aquarius, and you are on the cusp, and this is a thing where, you know, Pluto is very specific to your life, your experience, your soul's journey. That said, Aquarius is your sixth sign. Over the next 20 years, it is about making a structural change, a systems change in your life. It could be a change in diet. It could be a change in how you live your life, how you organize your life, how you operate your life, your relationship with being sort of grounded and stable and physical. That's my doggy. In your life. It's different for everybody. And to really feel out, not mentalize or analyze, but to feel out, where do you sense the changes in direction in your day-to-day life, your rituals, your habits, your health, your wellness, and how maybe that's giving you some clues about how the system needs to change over the next, goodness, coming 2 decades. Libra. So Venus is your planet, and Venus has just gone into Taurus. So for you, Taurus is something called your sixth sign. No, that's not right. It's called your eighth sign. Did that wrong. It's called your eighth sign. And you have to understand that, and I think I said this last week, I'll say it again, you are Libra or your Libra rising, but the other 11 signs represent different facets of your life. So you've got a relationship sign, Aries, and you've got an eighth sign, Taurus. And the eighth sign, its role is to get us to transform. I know that word is a little bit vague. What does that mean, Katie? Well, here's how I can most succinctly do it in our time together. Imagine a life that is never tested. Imagine a life that is never examined, meaning you never look within yourself. You never question yourself. You're just on like whatever planet that you're on. And then life happens. And so we hit these bumps in the road, even if it's a teeny tiny bump, because it's trying to, you know, shake us a little bit and get us to question ourselves, get us to look within. And so this is a natural season for you, and this happens every time around this time each year, for you to do the deeper inner work, whether that's trusting somebody, opening up to somebody, themes about power and control, intimacy and vulnerability. Everybody's different. So with Venus there, it's giving life to a much larger story. I think I talked about this last week, but how you've needed over the last 5-6 years, yes, 5-6 years, to make some big inner changes. That said, Mars is going into Aries, and Aries is your relationship planet, or relationship sign. It's your seventh sign. And Mars is going to be activating the eclipse degree of April 8th. So for some Libras, this is about somebody coming into your life. For another Libra, it's about somebody coming out of your life. Maybe it's more about people in general, and sort of the spotlight or the focus in your life is about other people at the moment, whether it's about power dynamics, whether it's about allowing somebody to have more space in your life, it's learning to negotiate, to compromise, or maybe it's even events happening in a partner's life, but you will have to see and get back to me. Just fix this. There we go. Who else we got? Scorpio. Scorpio. So Mars is your planet, and it's made that mind-boggling conjunction to Neptune. That's why I guess, like, why can't I think clearly when I started the show today? But anyway, so Mars over the last 5-6 weeks has been in Pisces. And so Pisces, while it's a very creative and expressive sign for you, it is Pisces. It's not very concrete. It's not very grounded. But it is a lens for you to help you to get back to the things that you love, that light you up and give you joy. Mars, on the other hand, going into Aries, Aries is your sixth sign. And the sixth sign, and especially because Mars is the sign that we find there for Scorpio, really highlights how Scorpio is a bit of a workaholic. And you may find that over the next 6 weeks, you are working hard, whether that's literally because now you have more projects to do, you have more duties and responsibilities. Mars is in a space where you need to sort of take control of the operations of your life. You need to get on schedule, you need to get organized, you need to clean things out. For some Scorpios, it's focusing on your health and wellness. And to be fair, you just had a solar eclipse 3 weeks ago in your sixth sign. So health and wellness, not for every Scorpio, but just sort of a broader term, is a focus over the next 6 months. For example, if you're being a workaholic and that's creating an imbalance in your life, Mars may show you through the eclipse where something is out of balance. Or maybe you need to have more initiative. You need to put that energy into a project and make something happen. We will see. But Mars in Aries, it's a very different energy than Pisces, and you may find that life is now getting some movement as you get into the latter part of this week. Keep in mind that Taurus season is a season to focus on relationships, socialization, and other people. Whether it's next week's Taurus new moon, people are coming into your life, whether it's about being very reinventive and evolutionary how you do relationships, keep in mind that over the last 5-6 years, there's been a big focus for Scorpio to make a change in how it connects and interacts with people. That's another conversation. We'll save that for next week, but that said, Venus is now there, and so, you know, maybe you want to meet somebody, maybe you just want to be social, maybe you already are in a relationship, and so over the next 4 weeks, 3 weeks, you want to really revitalize a connection, revitalize a relationship, for example. Then there's Pluto turning retrograde, and you're on the cusp of a major shift in your life, whether that is presently evident or it will become evident. Because for you, Aquarius is your fourth sign, and the fourth sign forms the base and foundation of Scorpio's chart. Now here comes Pluto. Mind you, Pluto moves so slowly that it will sort of turn retrograde, creep back, go back into Capricorn on September 1st, come back into Aquarius on November 19th, and then it will spend the next 20 years in Aquarius. So something about home and family, roots and foundation, this, it's hard to even figure out what this is at the moment, it's too new, will have to change. See what are the seeds, or like the little clues that are coming up at this time as Pluto turns retrograde later this week, sort of the lens of family, what's coming up in that, what's coming up in the home, in the household, maybe how Pluto is asking you, where is home and who is home? Sagittarius. So Sagittarius, Jupiter is your planet. And, you know, as you've been hearing me say for a while now, Jupiter is preparing to leave Taurus, although it won't get into Gemini, which is a major shift for you. We'll talk about that in a moment. It will get into Gemini on, I think it's like the 23rd or 25th of May. In the meantime, you are wrapping up a year-long story, if not longer, where you've been focusing on getting your life organized, focusing on operations, focusing on health and wellness. Venus is there now, and so Venus is giving life to this process of needing to focus on your body, focus on your diet, making sure everything is running smoothly and organized. And Venus is also giving life to the bigger changes that have happened in this part of your life since 2018. In 2019. Yeah, how are you doing after that Jupiter-Uranus conjunction? I think it was on the 20th, so not quite last week, but that's an energy, a dynamic energy of revitalization and reinvention that maybe planted a seed for you, and then now with Venus over the next couple of weeks will give life to that. Now Mars will be going into Aries. Aries for you is your fifth sign. The next 6 weeks is about prioritizing your talents, gifts, and abilities. And maybe that sounds vague to a Sag, but who are you? What makes you you? What lights you up? What gives you joy and gives you passion? If the six, Taurus, is about the duties and obligations of day-to-day life, it is much easier when we're doing something that we love, when we're not burnt out, for example. So use the next 5-6 weeks to get that spark back, get your mojo back, you know, focus on your creativity, for example. Pluto, on the other hand, is turning retrograde in Aquarius. So you are at the beginning of a 20-year chapter, I know, 20 years, where you are really transforming your voice, whether it's the power of your voice, whether it's using your voice, whether it's knowing exactly who you are, whether it's writing, whether it's education, but something is changing. And whatever it is, it's very personal to you. These are just little things to kind of get a sense of what that could be, but you're at the beginning, again, you're at the beginning of something. And look for the clues this week about voice, about communication, about people hearing you or not hearing you, and how that gives you a little bit of a view of what the next few years could be about. Capricorn, so Saturn is your planet. I know it's still in Pisces, a little bit of a weird place for Saturn to be. It just reminds you to focus on your intuition, to not be so in your mind, to feel into the subtle, because that's, you know, Pisces is a very subtle sign. We've got some big changes this week, Capricorn. Keep in mind, a few weeks ago at this point, you had an eclipse in your fourth sign, Aries. Aries forms the base and foundation for Capricorn's chart. To me, as an astrologer, what that tells me is that over the next 6 months, if it hasn't happened already, something about the household is changing. Whether you move, whether you make a big change in your household, whether somebody moves in, whether you get married, whether you start a relationship, maybe family needs more attention, maybe even start a family. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's really focusing on getting your needs met. It's really focusing on stuff from the past and family and early memories, for example. It's for you to see what is the story that's beginning to emerge, especially with Mars going to Aries on the 30th, tomorrow. Then there's Pluto, and Pluto, it's turning retrograde in Aquarius, and Aquarius happens to be your second sign of money and income. Here we are with the beginning of a 20-year chapter. Yes, 20 years. So that's a lot of time for us to really, even to fully see what this is going to be. All we know on paper is that something about your relationship with matter and the material plane, with money and income, with how you spend it, how you earn it, how you value it, and even self-worth and even material stability and security has to change and transform. Uranus experiences with Pluto, in fact, you have to just go back to 2008, from 2008 all the way to present day, where you had to do a lot of personal growth and transformation. Now, things are shifting. And this week is for you to start to pick up on the clues. And maybe that's where Saturn in Pisces is actually helping you out, because Pisces, in a way, is helping you to see beyond the physical, to see beyond what is rational, what is mental, what is tangible, and to sense what could be this bigger change for you. Again, it's going to be very personal to your life, your experiences, and even your soul's journey. So that's Pluto in Aquarius, and we also have Venus in Taurus. For you, Taurus is something called your fifth sign. It's you're also entering next 4 weeks to really, especially with the Taurus new moon that's coming up, to really get back to who you are, get back to the things that light you up and give you joy. It's a very creative time for some. It's a focus on children. It really kind of adds to this time in your life, really the big changes in the household. Obviously, that's not going to be relevant for everybody. But for some of you, it is about starting a family, and it is about children entering your life. Aquarius. So Saturn is your planet. It's still in Pisces. I know I say this every week. So this continues to be a major focus in your life about your material life. Curiously, because the sun is in Taurus right now, and that's just in general a time in the zodiac calendar when we focus on material needs, our sense of security and stability, our property assets, the things that we own, the things that we want, the things that we need, and even our self-worth and value. Well, that kind of echoes back to where Saturn is, although Pisces is a very different sign. It says that I need something, and it needs to be in alignment with my spiritual values, in alignment with something bigger, with a sense of mission and purpose with the world. I realize these are big marks, but Pisces is not typically a personal, at least on paper, personal sign. It really wants to connect to the universal. You've had Mars in this space for the last 5-6 weeks. It's been activating money, material, spending, self-worth, and value, and now that's going to change and go into Aries. Gosh, I almost said, I was like, I want to say Aquarius. That's not true. Going into Aries, your third sign. So you just had an eclipse in Aries on April 8th. And so something about the next 6 months, if not already, is about voice. How you speak, how you listen, how you communicate, how you think. Even if you don't think you're smart, even if you don't think you communicate well, something about this facet of your life is going to be a major focus over the next 6 months. For some of you, it's about choice. What are the choices that you're making? Because Mars and with Mars in Aries, Mars is going into Aries on April 30th, can be a little bit impulsive, a little bit rash. And so maybe it's to look at where you're being very rash and impulsive with your decisions or your speaking. Maybe it is to be more active in what you need to say, what you need to communicate, to find your voice, and maybe even if that's a little bit pointed. For some, it's a lot about travel, it's about education, even if that travel is day trips or trips around the community or focusing on your neighborhood, for example. I will say with Venus going into Taurus, Taurus represents your household, your home, your family, and it invigorates these bigger changes that have been happening over the last 5-6 years. So will be a focus over the coming 4 weeks about the household, somebody moving in, somebody moving out, maybe especially around that Taurus new moon, maybe even making sure your home is supportive of you, it's nourishing your life, or maybe spending more time with family. Finally, Pisces. So Pisces, where to begin? So Mars is leaving Pisces, and you've had Mars by your side since early March. Mars isn't exactly the diplomat, but maybe you needed Mars to really get a point across, maybe to find your own sense of self-reliance, to be able to stand on your own 2 feet, and maybe even to get things moving. Keep in mind, you still have Saturn in Pisces. You will until the beginning of 2026. This continues to be a time where the bar is set higher for you. Whether it's accountability, whether it's showing up on time, whether it's making sure that you are following through, you've got Saturn, this very, you know, presence of maturity in your sign, and it's asking that in kind. That said, Mars is going into a material sign. It's going to Aries for you. Aries is your sign of money, material needs, material values, self-worth, and even material stability and security. Keep in mind, you had a solar eclipse in this space 3 weeks ago, so money and the material world is going to be a major focus over the next 6 months, whether you are more motivated to earn more money, whether you are purchasing property, or maybe it's really having to navigate something around, something that you own, something that you've invested in, something or how you make your money. It's going to be very specific to you, of course. We do have Venus going to Taurus, and Taurus is your third sign of voice and communication. It joins Jupiter, which is your planet, which will be just for a few more weeks in Taurus, which is called your third sign. So you're wrapping up a time where you really needed to focus on your voice, to find your voice, to communicate, to express yourself, to maybe even express yourself differently. Uranus is there. And maybe it's even to move, to not like move house, but like kind of get your body moving, move around the town. And maybe it's to even look at your choices, the choices that you're making. You know, it is Taurus season, and we will have a Taurus new moon next week. So it's a busy time for you, Pisces. And on one hand, it's a time to wrap things up. On another hand, you may have a lot of things to do. So on a practical side, you're sort of ticking things off from your to-do list. And then there's Pluto turning retrograde in Aquarius. So this might be a little bit hidden for you because Aquarius is something called your 12th sign. It's behind the scenes. The 12th represents the world that you can't see. Maybe your dreams are very vivid at this time. Maybe your intuition is very active at this time. Maybe the veil feels very thin. But you're on the cusp of the next 20 years. I know that's a big statement. Where something about the world that you can't see, whether that's spiritual, whether that's psychological, is starting to be revealed to you, or at least to be revealed differently. I realize that sounds ambiguous, but that's going to be a very subjective experience, meaning it's an experience that is your own for you for it to reveal itself to you and to look to this week to kind of give you a little bit of hints and a little bit of pointers. So there you go. That is your look at the astrology of this week, April 29th through May 5th, 2024. I appreciate you all. You can follow me online at empoweringastrology.com. You can sign up for my newsletter. I put a newsletter out every Monday. I know some of you are my clients. You can book a consultation. You can follow me on Instagram, on Spotify, on YouTube. And enjoy Mars and Aries. We're going to all start to get moving. And I will see you all next week. Take care. Bye-bye.